My name is Duffington Arthur Twaid. But this is not my story. It's the story of the most remarkable person I ever met. It was years ago, and sometimes it feels like a dream. I had just finished Park Ranger School and was hoping for an assignment in Yellowstone or Yosemite. But for certain reasons, that didn't happen, and I found myself on the ferry dock in Kingston, Washington. All I had was a piece of paper with the name Ranger S. Squires.
Hey, are you the tenderfoot rookie I'm supposed to be babysitting?
Hello, I'm Junior Ranger Duffington Arthur Twaid. Everyone calls me Duff.
Well, Duff Twaid, I'm Ranger Sue Squires.
Sue Squires!
But my friends call me Squirrely.
Damn, she was solid as a western red cedar. Her eyes had seen 1,000 sunsets. Her hair was as unstoppable as the tide, and her mouth was like a summer rainstorm. She was like the entire Olympic Peninsula rolled into a 5'4" spitfire of an outdoorsy woman. And the bonus? Wearing a uniform.
So, who did you piss off?
Excuse me?
Being sent to my neck of the woods is usually intended as punishment. So, what happened? Who did you piss off?
Deputy Director of Midwestern Wilderness Operations, Teresa McMuggles.
Ooh, old tight ass Terry Mack. What did you do?
She walked in on me with her dad.
Oh, Duff Twaid, I like you already. I would give anything to have seen the look on her face.
Not promising anything, but maybe there was a video. But why is it punishment to be sent to you, Squirrely?
Oh, I got a bit of a reputation as a maverick. My methods are a tad unorthodox, and peculiar things tend to happen when I'm around. But let's cut the bull and start rangering. Can you ride a horse?
I watched a YouTube video about it.
That should be enough.
And it was. I was born to equestrianate. In no time, the modern world was gone, and we were in the primeval woods of the Olympic National Forest. It was magical, dark and green, and smelling of trees and soil and 1,000 other things I won't mention here.
Okay. Here's where we get off.
Here? But what's here? Where are we?
Dismount! From here we go on foot. Too much undergrowth for the horsies.
We're just gonna leave them?
They know the way home. And listen, you two. That barn is a disaster after the party you threw. I want all that cleaned up before I get back.
Oh, sure thing, boss.
Nathan! You told me you took care of the barn.
Hey, I thought you were doing.
Wait. Did those horses just talk?
Oh, Duff Twaid, that is the least amazing thing you're going to see today.
Okay.
Follow me.
I had no choice. She moved fast. I had to keep my eyes on her rump so I wouldn't get lost.
We're going to start with a fairly routine CBA report.
CBA?
Campers being assholes.
Deeper and deeper we crept. And deeper still. It was night, I think. Hard to tell. Sometimes the wilderness is like a Vegas casino. Very difficult to gauge what time it is.
That you, Grizz?
Hey, Sue.
It was too dark for me to see the newcomer, but I could smell his delicious cologne, like Old Spice mixed with desire.
Duff, this is Grizz, our informant.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Grizz.
Squirrely, when did you get a partner? You usually fly solo.
Just picked him up today, but I got a good feeling about this kid. He may look a little on the mild side, but I think he's got a wild streak in him.
And just then, suddenly, with no warning, alakazam! The clouds parted and revealed a full moon.
Oh, oh!
And I saw just who Ranger Squires had been talking with. A big old scary bear. And by scary, I mean kind of sexy. And by sexy, I mean damn. But also like, damn, this animal could tear me in half with one swipe of his paw.
Nice to meet you, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, Grizzers, what's the situation?
You see down there?
It was only when he said down there that I realized we were on a ridge. The very edge of a ledge.
Oh, yeah.
I looked down, way down. I saw lights, human technology, electricity, computer screens or television. Also, a huge mobile home. How the hell did they get that bloated monstrosity all the way down here?
Follow me, fellas.
We crept down, very quietly. As we got close, I saw the strangest litter at our feet. Tubes of lipstick. Piles of false eyelashes, neon scrunchies, empty potato chip bags with flavors like mango tuna and ice water. And lots of delivery boxes. You know, those brown ones with the curved penis logo? And then I heard the music. It was like the sound of a woodchuck being fed into a wood chipper. A pop techno neo disco ska thing.
Scum of the earth.
Is it a meth lab?
Worse.
It's an influencer.
It was then that I noticed the tripods and cameras and ring lights and the solar panels on the mobile home.
Well, let's find this little attention whore and put the kibosh on this bullshittery.
There. In the clearing ahead was a thin young woman with long blue hair and a sweater dress made of breakfast cereal, gyrating to the awful cacophony. My eyes were drawn helplessly to her lips. They were more than duck lips. It was like inner tubes lashed to her face. Looking at those lips was like staring into the abyss.
Looky, 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 what do we have here?
Excuse me, Grandma. I'm trying to shoot a little video.
Ranger Sue Squires marched right up and got in her face. Her tight-ass, Botoxed face.
No.
Cut! Back to one! Oh, Boomax, you clearly don't know who I am.
Let me guess, you're going to tell me.
I'm Classy Wonder Bunny 309. I have 48,000 followers, which is... coincidentally, also the population of San Luis Obispo.
Well, I'm Ranger Sue Squires.
Sue Squires!
Consider yourself canceled. This is my girl, Sparky. 50,000 volts of pure excitement. I should warn you, studies have shown that the jolt from a taser instantly undoes the effects of any and all Botox injections.
Well, you got me fair and square, Ranger Sue. Or do you prefer squirrely?
How the hell did she know your nickname?
Oh, crap.
Oh, in a blur of ropes and contraptions and hidden devices, everything changed in a flash. Ranger Squires was dangling upside down from a branch. And Grizz, the smoking hot bear, was at the bottom of a 15-foot pit.
Oh, bother.
And then the influencer pulled off her face. I mean, it was a rubber mask, but damn, it was dramatic. The face underneath was, well, kind of like if you had taken a Sharpie and drawn a face on a scrotum.
Of course, my old nemesis, Doctor in Danger!
Yes, tis I. Ha. You watch right into my trap, Susie Q. It was almost too easy.
You'll never get away with it!
But it looks like I'll already have. Ooh, I am gonna have some fun. I've been boning up on my taxidermy skills. I'm gonna take my time. nice and slow. It will be positively excruciating.
I had to think of something and fast, or that villain was going to chop up Ranger Squirrely and Grizz. And I would die out here alone and cold, my sad corpse eaten by marmots. Huh. And then I smelled kettle corn.
Ladies and gentlemen, step forward and take a chance with a prize!
My mind had taken me back to the state fairs of my youth. But why? The rides, the animals, the cotton candy, the games. Yes, the games! This may be hard for you to believe, but I was a rather awkward adolescent. I did not have a lot of friends. So I thought the key to popularity was to master the ring toss. Spoiler, it was not. But I retained the skill, the muscular memory. I had only moments. I leapt into action. I scooped up a handful of glitter that was on a nearby makeup table and threw it into Dr. Endanger's wicked eyes.
My eyes! My eyes! I'm blind!
I grabbed one of the ring lights and with precision and grace flung it up to the heavens. It landed perfectly around the neck of the evil doctor. I grabbed the cord and plugged it into Sue's taser. I had intended to just stun him, but I misjudged the physics. His whole head popped off and went flying into a grove of spruce. I quickly freed my friends from bondage.
Well done, pal.
I was right about you, kid. You're a keeper.
Beheading the villain, that's very metal.
It wasn't intentional, but at least it has stopped his dastardly deeds.
For now.
What?
Dr. Endanger has dozens of clones. When he dies, he just uploads his consciousness into the next.
This has been a really weird day.
Oh, Duff. We're only at the edge of the forest. It just gets weirder the deeper you go.
Weirder than this?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Whoa! Is that a dinosaur?
No, but it's not a dinosaur. Let's call it dino-adjacent. Let's go!
And so began the greatest adventure of my life.
Nathan, if you had to choose between being a unicorn or a centaur, which would you be?
Ooh, that's tough. Unicorns have a hard time going through airport security.
No! You got that right.
But a centaur, oh nay. Everyone would always be looking at my nipples, and that's just not me.
Yes, I would want to wear a bra or something.
Yes, that sort of defeats the whole purpose of being a centaur.
Oh, yes, you're true, true.
I'm glad we're horses.
Oh, me too, darling.
This appears in the episode Sandbox Radio Redux, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on September 29th, 2024. Find the full episode with artist credits and the show archive wherever you get your podcasts and at sandboxradio.org.